Welcome to Today with Marilyn and Sarah. Today we're going to be diving into the Word, looking at Proverbs 3. So make sure you have your Bibles open because we are really getting into the book of Proverbs. Today my grandmother is going to be sharing her classic teaching with us about wisdom. Have you ever made a decision and thought to yourself, why did I do that? I have many, many times. If you've ever thought that, this is a great message for you. This is a great teaching on the importance of having godly wisdom. If you're watching today and there's just a lot of places in your life where there's maybe confusion or misunderstanding, I want you to make sure you're paying attention because today's program will help you to learn to walk in wisdom and in understanding. The book of Proverbs has a lot of information for us, and what I love about today's teaching is my grandmother really pulls out some key points that help us to practically walk in godly wisdom. Let's jump into the teaching.
In Proverbs 3, we looked at this last week about how precious wisdom is to you and how you need to go after it and how happy is the man who finds wisdom. So how do I get happy? How do I get happy? How do you get happy? Everybody say, get wisdom. Put your hand on your heart, say, I won't forget. Getting wisdom, godly wisdom, will make me happy. Nothing will make you happier than godly wisdom, and nothing can make you more unhappy than ungodly wisdom. So let's look at what he says here. He says, and the man who gains understanding, for her proceeds are better than the profits of silver. So, you know, people go after money, but he's saying wisdom is better. Her gain than fine gold. She is more precious than rubies, and all the things you may desire cannot compare with her. Length of days is in her right hand, and in her left hand, riches and honor. Okay. So if I go after wisdom, put out your right hand, what am I going to get? Length of days. How many of you want to die prematurely? People don't want to do that. They want length of days. Everybody say length of days. And the left hand has something more. Put out your left hand. Say riches and honor. So if I go after wisdom, what's going to happen? Length of days is going to come after me. What's going to come after me if I go after wisdom? Riches and honor. So this is very key to us. And last week we looked at kind of a family where some bad decisions were made. We looked at David and his family, and we saw that David, when he was 53 years old, had a real crisis with his sons. He had a son named Amnon, who was his oldest son, and Amnon, being the oldest, you know, could have been the king. But Amnon did not go after godly wisdom. He lusted after a half-sister and raped her. Say yuck three times. Yuck, yuck, yuck. That is not godly wisdom. And as a result of it, his half-brother Absalom killed him. So he didn't go after godly wisdom. So did he have length of days? No way. His life was shortened because of the wrong kind of wisdom that he went after. And lustful wisdom can destroy you. It's secular wisdom. And then would you say he got riches and honor as a king's son? He should have, but he didn't. He missed it. Why? Because he didn't go after godly wisdom. Then the brother, oh my, I mean, I like the Bible. It's so transparent, isn't it? It just tells it like it is. People are not just sweetie, just very open about it. The brother Absalom, who killed Amnon, had Amnon killed, he's a very handsome man, and so very brilliant, very talented. And so if he had gone after wisdom, Absalom the son, he would have lived a long life. He could have had riches and honor. Wow, as the son of David, I guess, and with all the talent and the looks that he had. But he had a short life, and he never got the riches and honor he would love to have had. And what was wrong? What was wrong was that he went after ungodly wisdom. He went after secular wisdom. He became bitter at his father for not correcting Amnon. He became bitter at Amnon because he raped his half-sister Tamar. And what he did is he got a plot and killed his brother. And then on top of all of that, oh, this is a really sick story. He wanted to kill his father. Can you imagine a son wanting to kill his father? And he ended up trying to take the throne and lost his life in a skirmish that was just a ridiculous thing. So he never got his what? Tell me. Length of days. He never got his riches and honor because he took the wrong kind of wisdom. He got into pride. I want to be the king. David isn't doing it right. David didn't handle Amnon right, didn't handle Tamar right. And so he really blew it. That's very, very sad that we would make decisions that are so secular that we would never get the things that God has for us.
Proverbs tells us that wisdom is more precious than silver or gold or even fine jewels. So why do we chase anything else? Only godly wisdom can give us exactly what we need. Maybe you need clarity or insight or direction for your situation. What you really need is godly wisdom. Please call or go on the website. We want to pray with you that you would experience God's godly wisdom for your situation. Let's jump right back in.
Does God have good things for his children? Does he? Does he want to bless you? Or does he just want to squish you? Not at all. He wants to bless you. But if you don't make wisdom choices, godly wisdom choices, I'm telling you, you make the wrong choices, the wrong wisdom, and it cuts your lifespan, and it cuts the riches and blessings and honor God can have for you. Now, let's look at David. You know, let's just look at him because, actually, David has long life. He comes out with really long life. If I look at David and read his life, and I encourage all of you and encourage the television audience to read through the Bible, you will find that he had riches and honor. He was a man after God's own heart. I mean, he really had honor. It's from David's family that the Messiah would come. I mean, how much honor could you get? So what did David do that he would have length of days and riches and honor? What did he do? Tell me, what did he do? He went after what? He went after godly wisdom. So I want to look at how he got it because, frankly, I like the Bible because it's very practical, very supernatural, tells you how to get the supernatural. So I looked, and if you will turn in your Bible to 2 Samuel 11, if you didn't bring a Bible, smile at someone who did, and you can look on with them. And we're going to look at this story. I won't read it all. But in this story, we see that it's a time when kings were going to war. And David, of course, was enlarging the kingdom at this time. He was a man of war and brilliantly used in military tactics and strategy. But at this time, evidently, he was tired, maybe kind of prideful. I've done so well. I'm going to take a break. When he really shouldn't have taken a break. And he's at home, wrong time. You know, wrong situation, wrong circumstances. And the Bible tells us that there is a woman outside the palace grounds that he can look and see, and she's taking a bath. Very lovely looking woman. And he is very tempted by this. Now, I want to say this to you tonight. Temptation is not a sin. Everyone is tempted, right? Now, say that with me. Everyone is tempted. Now look at somebody, say, honey, I know something about you. You get tempted. Now it's not temptation that's the sin. It's when you yield to temptation. That's when it becomes a sin. So he saw this beautiful woman, was tempted by her. He could have said no, because certainly this wasn't a wise way to go. But he invited her to his bedroom and slept with her. Bad news. That is not godly wisdom. Now, people will tell you, you can live any old way, it's all okay, but the results are not all okay. You can live any old way, but don't expect good results. Because if you don't go the wisdom route, you're going to have bad results. Are you hearing me? Because only with godly wisdom is there success. There's failure without it. So what happens? She sends him a message and says, I'm pregnant. Oh, brother.
So he thinks, well, I'll fix that. So he sends for her husband, Uriah, and Uriah is a really godly man and very committed to David, very committed to the nation. And actually, he's a convert. He's a Jewish convert. He's a Hittite man. And so David sends for him and says, oh, you're so wonderful. We want to honor you. Come home, spend some time with your wife. Only he doesn't do it. He said, oh, I can't do that. I'm not going to go home and enjoy my wife when all my friends are fighting and my brothers are out there in war. No, I'm not going to do that. Well, that didn't fit David's plan. And so he thought, well, get him drunk. Now, folks, that's not godly wisdom either. Is it? To get somebody drunk? Say yuck three times. Yuck, yuck, yuck. And so he gets him drunk, only he still doesn't go down and sleep with his wife. So David thinks, man, these plans are not working. Well, of course, they're not godly wisdom. And of course, lack of godly wisdom leads to failure. Wrong wisdom will bring failure in your life. Don't blame it on someone else. And don't blame it on God, because people like to really blame it on God. I did it all wrong. Well, where's God? And I think God says, well, where are you? And so he takes Uriah and sends him to the front of the battle and tells his military leader, Joab, put him at the very front because he wanted him to be killed. Ooh, this is a bad situation. So they put Uriah at the front of the battle, and Uriah is killed. So David... Man, you say, well, he's just as bad as Amnon. He's as bad as Absalom. Yes, he is. I mean, he committed adultery. He committed murder, in a sense. He is bad news. What do you do when you blow it and do it all wrong? Is there any hope for you?
Are you tired of making decisions that lead to disappointment? Do you want to know how to walk in real wisdom that brings success, long life, and honor? You're not alone, and you don't have to figure it out on your own. For your gift of $35 or more, we'll send you these three powerful resources from Marilyn. Her Read It, Speak It, Do It book, Get Wisdom Journal, and her mini book, Hearing God's Voice. And for your gift of $85 or more, we'll also send you the Spirit-Filled Life Bible. This beautiful hardcover Bible is filled with study tools to help you understand God's Word and apply it to your life. Step into the wisdom that God has waiting for you. Call or click now to get this offer.
Are you tired? Are you broken? Do you feel far from God? God says that if you confess with your mouth that Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. I want you to call out to God today. God loves you. He is listening. He is a God of love and a God of life.
Hey there, I want to encourage you to download our app on your phone. You're like, really? Serious? Absolutely. We have some amazing things on our app, really convenient for you. We have today's program. We have opportunities to pray for you. We have places for you to give and partner with us. We also have things that will help you know what events are coming up and group tours that you could join, as well as a Bible reading plan, daily Bible reading plan. This app is super relevant, very convenient, and super helpful for your daily living with Jesus.
We've been looking at the story of David, and one of the key things that we can learn from David is wisdom isn't running away from God when we make mistakes. Wisdom is knowing who to turn to and where to go to. See, David leans into repentance when he makes a mistake, and that is godly wisdom. When we make mistakes, we need to remember that we need to get closer to the Lord, and part of that means getting in His Word. My grandmother's book, Read It, Speak It, Do It, is an enormously helpful resource that can help you learn to live in the Word of God. When we make mistakes, the answer to the problem isn't to run away from God, it's to get into His Word. It's to get closer to Him. And this resource will help you learn to get deep into the Word of God. So please call or go on the website. We want to make sure we get this book in your hands today because it will help you to dive closer into the heart of God. Jesus has forgiveness for you. no matter what you've done, God has forgiveness for you. And wisdom is leaning into the presence of God, leaning into the forgiveness and the wisdom of God, and repenting and walking in freedom. We're going to keep looking at David's story and see what happens next, but I want to encourage you, get in the Word and make sure you lean in. Let's jump in.
So let's watch what happened to David. You say, well, he came out with length of days. He came out with riches and honor. How did that happen? How could he swing that? So I want you to see what happened. In chapter 12, a prophet comes to him. And the prophet gives him a message, and he does it in a way, and I like the way God brings wisdom. He doesn't just slap you. He tries to lead you, often with questions and answers. And this always amazes me, how God will lead people. Like when Jonah was in the whale, you know, he gave him questions and answers. When Jonah gets mad and wants him to destroy Nineveh, he says to Jonah, "Do you well to be angry? I'd have slapped him sideways. I'd have said, what's wrong with you, you idiot? I got you out of the belly of the fish. You prophesied. You've got a big revival, and you're acting like a jerk." But God said, "Do you well to be angry?" And he restores him with questions and answers. He does the same thing with Job. He asks Job like 180-some questions because he wants us to think and to reason. He gave you a brain for a purpose. Isn't that good? And he says, "Come, let us reason together. Though your sins be as scarlet, they can be as white as snow." So he sends this prophet, and this prophet tells David a little story that is really an application for for David. And the Lord sent Nathan to David, and he came to him and said to him, "There were two men in one city, one rich and the other poor. The rich man had exceedingly many flocks and herds, but the poor man had nothing except one little ewe lamb, which he had bought and nourished, and it grew up together with him and with his children. It ate of his own food, drank of his own cup, and lay in his bosom, and was like a daughter to him. And a traveler came to the rich man who refused to take from his own flock and from his own herd to prepare one for the wayfaring man who had come to him. But he took the poor man's lamb and prepared it for the man who had come to him." Oh, and David, you know, he's the king. He's the one who has answers. Oh, he's furious with this. "How could that man do that? That is so ugly." He said he ought to die. He ought to, verse 6, "He ought to restore fourfold for the lamb. Don't give him any pity." And then Nathan says to David, "Thus says the Lord God of Israel, I anointed you king over Israel. I delivered you from the hand of Saul." And he said, "You are the man in this." And David had ignored his sin. He had covered it up for 2 years. "Oh, you know, it's just not there at all. I'm okay. I'm the king. So I committed adultery. So I murdered somebody. Well, everything's cool," but it wasn't cool. So he tried to cover. Covering your sin is not wisdom. Put your hand on your heart so I won't forget. Covering my sin is not wisdom. And so when he tells this story, he says, "You know, you're the one who's guilty." And notice how David is. I thought, David, your reaction is terrible. Why would you kill a man because he stole somebody's lamb? That's kind of extreme, wouldn't you say? So he stole a lamb, restore it fourfold. And you will find when people are guilty and covering up for themselves, they blast hell out of everybody else. Oh, that person, they're so critical and judgmental. And I check myself. When I find myself going this real critical, judgmental route, I think, is there something I'm hiding, I'm not really letting God deal with me about? Because I sure want to blast these people. And so he really blasted him, and then Nathan dealt with him.
Are you tired of making decisions that lead to disappointment? Do you want to know how to walk in real wisdom that brings success, long life, and honor? You're not alone, and you don't have to figure it out on your own. For your gift of $35 or more, we'll send you these three powerful resources from Marilyn. her Read It, Speak It, Do It book, Get Wisdom Journal, and her mini book, Hearing God's Voice. And for your gift of $85 or more, we'll also send you the Spirit-Filled Life Bible. This beautiful hardcover Bible is filled with study tools to help you understand God's Word and apply it to your life. Step into the wisdom that God has waiting for you. Call or click now to get this offer.
Hey, we just came out with a brand new book that you totally want to get called The Road Home.
This book is about the prodigal son, and you want to get a copy because you know prodigals in your life, maybe you're a prodigal. You want this book. You need to get in contact with your Heavenly Father, and this book will teach you how to do that.
Buy it today because all of us need to know our chasing Father who loves us dearly.
I think we nailed that.
That was super good, Isabel. You did fantastic.
Let's just go home.
Together, we are impacting thousands of lives with the truth, compassion, and power of God's Word. When you become a $30 a month partner, we'll send you the Jehovah Rapha Oil Vial with oil prayed over by Marilyn and Sarah, the Key to More Miracles book, the Majesty Coffee Table book featuring beautiful representations of the names of God, and more. Call or click today to become a partner and help us cover the earth with the Word and connect everyone to the heart of God.
As we follow the story of David, one of the things that we see is failure is not the end of someone's story. Failure can bring us to repentance. And repentance, it's not shame, it's a realignment of your identity. It's a realignment of your focus and what you really believe. Repentance is crucial. And we've been following this story of David, and it's important that you get today's teaching notes. This is a free downloadable gift for you. You need to go on our website, make sure you get today's teaching notes because it will help you follow the story of David through all of the ups and downs and really lean in to the wisdom that God has for you in this season. Your story is not over. God is still writing your story. So make sure you call, go on the website, and get the notes. Let's jump right back into my grandmother's teaching today.
And he said, God did everything for you. He anointed you king over Israel. He delivered you from the hand of Saul. He gave you your master's house and your master's wives into your keeping. Gave you the house of Israel and Judah. And if that had been too little, I also would have given you much more. Why have you despised the commandments of the Lord to do evil in his sight? You have killed Uriah the Hittite with the sword. You've taken his wife to be your wife. You've killed him with the sword of the people of Ammon. Now, therefore, the sword shall never depart from your house, because you have despised me, have taken the wife of Uriah the Hittite to be your wife. Thus says the Lord, behold, I will raise up adversity against you from your own house. I will take your wives from before your eyes. I will give them to your neighbor, and he shall be with your wives in the sight of the sun. For you did it secretly, but I will do this thing before all Israel, before the sun. Dear Lord, if you had been David, you would have felt totally squished. Now, what's the wisdom for when you blow it? What's the wisdom? What's the wisdom of God? What did David say? You shut up, Nathan, I'm going to kill you. No prophet talks to me like that. No, he didn't do that. He said, I have sinned. He said, I am guilty. The wisdom of God when you have blown it, and the wisdom that saved David was that he repented. Now watch David. He really repents. I've sinned against the Lord. And Nathan said to David, the Lord has also put away your sin. You shall not die. So when you repent, does God forgive you? Does God forgive you? Come on, does he? Is repentance godly wisdom? Just let it hang out. God, I did it. I blew it. Oh, I committed adultery with Bathsheba. I had her husband killed. Oh, God, you've been so good to me. I'm such a mess. And what does God do? He forgives. Everybody say, God forgives. God hates sin. And that's why many times we see that he chastens those he loves. It doesn't mean he squishes them, but he deals with them. He deals with them in their circumstances. He dealt with David. He chastised him by bringing Nathan to him and Nathan telling him a story that could be applied to his own life. And then he said, but this deed is given the enemies of the Lord occasion to blaspheme, and the child who is born to you shall surely die. Then Nathan departed to his house. Now, this is a little boy that Bathsheba was pregnant with. And he becomes very, very sick. And David goes into a fast and prayer. So he's fasting and praying, so concerned about this little boy. But already the prophet told him he's going to die. But David felt like if he fasted and prayed and repented, that perhaps God would change his mind and the child would live. And David's servants watch him. He is so grieving, so fasting, so praying. And they find out that the little boy has died. And they come to David and say, oh, you've been grieving while you're praying, but oh, we really have bad news for you. Your little son is dead. And David gets up, anoints his head, washes his face, and says, bring me some food. They said, we don't understand your behavior. While he was sick, you were crushed. He dies and you rejoice. And David says something that is key wisdom for you and me tonight. He says, he cannot come to me, but I will go to him. David believed in resurrection. David believed in eternal life. And more than that, David believed he was forgiven.
What an enormously powerful teaching. And it really teaches us that you can get wisdom. You're not alone. God has wisdom for you. You just need to ask him. And there are resources available to you to grow in godly wisdom. A big one is prayer, asking God for wisdom, and not only asking him for wisdom from you, but asking others too. Please call and go on the website. We want to pray with you that God would pour his wisdom out on you in a greater measure, even in this season. Also, getting in the Word of God is hugely helpful. My grandmother's book, Read It, Speak It, Do It, is a great resource for you to dive into his Word and really get everything out of God's Word that he has for you. Godly wisdom is different. It looks different, it feels different, it sounds different. And I believe that as God begins to encounter your heart to give you more wisdom, you're going to see the results of it in your life. You're going to treat people better. Your quiet time with God is going to be more rich and full of answers. And you're going to have a deeper hunger for the Word of God. So lean in, appreciate God's wisdom, because he has more for you today.